Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 fit Talmud. Avodah Zarah Daf Hey, Avodah Zarah 5A. Pagination is 9. We'll start about a quarter of the way down on the page. You might be able to find it best by counting up from the medium wides, about 8 lines in the middle of a line. Omar Resh Lamed, that's Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, Bo v'nachazek tova la'avosenu, let us be appreciative of our ancestors. She'el molehein, if not for them, lo chatu, had they not sinned, anu lo banu la'olam, we would not have come into the world. In other words, if they had not sinned, we would not be born. Therefore, we are only being born because they sinned. We need to analyze this. Shenemar. It's based on a pasuk. Ani amarti Elokim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. I, Hashem, said that you're all godly, referring to the generation that came out of Mitzrayim and accepted the Torah at Har Sinai. Uvnei elyon, you're elevated, you're exalted, you're really special people. However, editorial note, Chibalta ma'aseichem, you sinned. And therefore, the pasuk concludes, Ochen ka'adam tumusun. But what ended up happening is that you're going to die like mankind. And also like first man. Also, first man was supposed to live ongoing for a very long time, for eternity, whatever. Because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he ended up getting Misa, death, as his punishment, among other things that got downgraded, but death was introduced. So you would have been eternal. And now, because of your sin, you're going to die. And Resh Lakish is extrapolating from that. He's really jumping one level in logic and saying, and therefore we would not have been born because they would have been the ultimate, the utopia. They would have been the Adam HaRishon, so to speak, in a generational form without any need for future generations. Asks the Gemara, Lememra, are you telling me, De'ilo chatu lo ava moldu, if they wouldn't have sinned, they wouldn't have had children? These two concepts are independent, one of the other. Voksiv, there's a pasuk, beginning of Bereshis, ve'atem puru urevu. You should be fruitful and multiply. It's a commandment. And the Gemara answers, listen, ad Sinai. That could be only until Sinai, but at Sinai, they became so exalted and they wouldn't have had to have children. B'sinei namiksiv, even about the people by Sinai after the revelation, before the sin, it says, Lechem arlohem shuvu lochem lo'alechem, they should go back to their tents, to their wives, to family life, which presumably includes trying to have children. And the Gemara answers, L'simchas ona. Maybe that's just the joy of husband and wife being together. Doesn't mean they're going to have children. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, a third objection, Leman yitav lohem v'levneyem, in order that it should be good for you and your children. Answers the Gemara, Lo'osan omdim al Har Sinai. It's talking to the people standing by Har Sinai who already have children. So it should be good for you and for your children that are already born. Doesn't mean for sure they're going to have more children. Okay, v'ha'omar Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish said, and he's the same person, his same author of the statement that we're trying to understand, he himself said, "My dechsev, what does it mean? Zeh sefer toldos Adam. This is the book of toldos Adam, the generations of man. V'chisefer hayol Adam arishon. What does it mean? He has a book. He has a sefer. Malamet cheral haKadosh Baruch Hu Adam arishon dor v'dorshav. Hashem showed Adam, first man, each generation and those that would seek its success, Dardor v'chachomov, each generation and its wise people. Dardor u'parnasov, each generation, those that would fend for it. Kevin she'igyalu dorosha Rabbi Akiva, when he reached the generation of Rabbi Akiva, sameach b'toraso, he rejoiced in his Torah, v'nis atze b'misaso, and he was sad about the way he would die, he killed by the Romans. Also, on the next line, ein ben David ba'ad she'ichlu neshama shabeguf, there's a holding place in heaven called Guf, and it has a lot of neshamos in it, and Mashiach can't come until all those neshamos are used up. We don't have to worry that the neshamos aren't used up. There's an approach that says that nowadays people are gilgulim, which means that it's the same neshama that was already used that's being used again, because it didn't finish all the dimensions of perfection the first time. So we don't have to worry about this, but what it does tell us is that Hashem had a very clear plan that more generations, more people were going to be born. Let's skip a line. The Gemara revises or understands the statement of Reish Lakish as follows. Lo tema anu lo vanu la'olam. It doesn't mean we would not have come to the world. Elo kemi shelo banu la'olam. If they would have continued living, it would be as if we never came to the world, because we would be in their shadow. In the words of Rashi, kol zman she'en kayamin, as long as they're alive, einenu chashuvim klum, we're not worth anything. This is common in Agada Gemara, where the original statement was very bold and sweeping, and if you would walk out of the Beis Medrash with just that quote, then it's misleading. You got the wrong impression. Reish Lakish started off by saying, if they wouldn't have sinned, we would not have been born. And what it means to say is, it would be as if we weren't born. One final question. Lememra, are you telling me, de'ilochato lo'avo maisi? Forget about having children. But you're telling me that if they wouldn't have sinned, they themselves would not have died? Voksiv parshas Yevamos, the parshas Nachalos. They were given the parsha of Yevama, which is that the brother dies and the wife, in certain cases, is going to marry his brother. Or parshas Nachalos, inheritance, that means someone died. And the Gemara answers, Al Tanai, those mitzvahs were given with a condition. If it turns out to be needed, so here's the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's hypothetical. If people would die, this is what the halacha would be. But again, very classic as an Agada Gemara, where the sweeping statement was one thing, and it meant, after we paid attention, something, just slight adjustment, and suddenly you realize why Reish Lakish said it in such a way. He makes the statement, if they didn't sin, we would not have been born. And what he means to say is, it would be as if we were not born, because we would be in the shadow of such great people that experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim and experienced the revelation at Sinai. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.